God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. Today we conclude the series of programs with author and syndicated radio talk show host Paul McGuire. He and Brother Hutchings have been talking about information found in two of Brother Paul's books, which we're making available this week, The Day the Dollar Died, and Are You Ready for the Microchip? Here now is Noah Hutchings and his guest, Paul McGuire.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Brother Paul, would you share with us how the Lord is calling you today and something about your ministry?
Well, Noah, I began a full-time prophecy ministry a number of years ago. I've written 22 books. I've been teaching Bible prophecy for years. Basically, the purpose of our ministry is to use media, radio, television, books, the internet. Our website is paulmcguire.org. We use current events and Bible prophecy to reach people for Christ, to educate Christians as to what's going on, but daily and weekly, we receive huge numbers of emails from people who have read my book, like Are You Ready for the Microchip or The Day the Dollar Died. They couldn't put it down. They accepted Jesus Christ because a believer bought the book and gave it to him as a witnessing tool. And a lot of people are coming to Christ because they're interested in current events and prophecy, but they're not interested in religion. And then I'm very delighted that many, many backslidden believers are reading the book, and after reading about the coming microchip and things like that, they've turned their lives back over to Christ. So that's the goal of the ministry, and we're literally right now reaching all across the world. I do a lot of conferences. I write books, regular articles on my website, paulmcguire.org, and the goal is to reach people for Christ through prophecy and current event analysis.
Thank you, Brother Paul. And certainly, we think the prophetic word is very important for our day. Of course, Jesus gave us signs of the times in which he would return. In Israel, you know, the young Jewish boy was espoused to a girl. And get up around 15, 16, he'd go to his daddy and say, Daddy, I want to get married pretty soon. We got to go build you a house. So then when they get the house built, probably the boy is 18 or 19, time to get married. But he didn't get married until the house was built. And Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, and then I will come again. So he used that illustration of the Jewish boy, and we are espoused to the Lord Jesus Christ to live with him forever. And when he gets ready to come back, he gave us signs that I believe these signs are in evidence today. Peter mentioned that in the last days, many would come saying, where's the promise of his coming? For all things continue as they were. And Peter says, the Lord is coming back, so you have to be ready. And he goes on to say, but the end of all things is at hand. Let us therefore be sober and watch unto prayer. For if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him be glorified in the Lord. You know, so, you know, the time is coming, I think, when Christians may suffer, called upon to stand up for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think we're very near that time today. You know, Brother Paul, you've been talking about the conditions in the world, and everything is going to according to a plan. And we know the planner behind that plan is Satan, to prevent the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would just like to reference one item here. I have a report here from the U.S. Geological Survey that they have discovered a vast oil field in northern Nebraska, northern Montana, and in southern Canada. And it says that we have more oil inside our borders than all the other proven reserves in the world. Now, why can't they drill there because there's enough oil there for the next 2,000 years at our normal rate of usage now in the United States. Well, for some reason, they don't want to do that.
No.
And they don't want to drill down southern Texas or out by Santa Barbara or places. Why? We have to pay $3 or $4 a gallon for gas. All our money is going over in the Muslim countries, and they're using it, I think, to their own advantage, to spread Islam around the world. But they won't let us drill because up there is enough oil to last 2,000 years at our normal usage. And yet they won't let us drill. And they won't let us drill in Alaska either. Think what would help the economy if we could get enough oil for gas would go back down to $1 a gallon. Wow, that would help, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. You'd have an economic rebound. We would be prospering. You know, Noah, as we just discussed before the broadcast, this suppression, I mean, the big planners in our government know about the existence of these massive oil deposits that could cause our economy to rebound. The engineers and scientists and the CEOs of the big oil company, they're aware of that. But there is a invisible government behind our government. Their goal is to establish a one-world government. And in order for them to achieve the goal of one-world government, they must bring America down economically and in other ways. So, because if America is superior economically or militarily or has its own constitution, it won't fit into the global government, which the Bible talks a great deal about. So this is being done on purpose because they want to keep our economy down so we'll be ready to accept the world currency, the microchip, and that Americans will willingly give up their rights to become part of this one world government.
Yes, and in this one world government, of course, the government dictates everything.
Everything.
Of course, now they got it set up where everyone must look to the government for health care. And that's just another move.
Yes.
It's supposed to help us, but I question that.
Well, it's all about total control. And Christians especially need to wake up because there's a lot of Christians who think, gee, if I leave them alone, they're going to leave me alone. They're not going to leave you alone. When they replace the Constitution, which they're trying to do right now, or they put us under international law of the UN, the first thing they're going to do is outlaw the preaching of the gospel, outlaw the preaching of the Bible. And a lot of pastors who were silent and didn't want to get involved are going to be very surprised that there's going to be a knock on their door. They're going to be arrested and sent to jail simply for being a Christian pastor. Whether they tried to be, you know, water the gospel down or not, the government doesn't care. They will be arrested.
You know, we read in Scripture that in the last days, when Israel's come back into the land and everything, that Jerusalem would be a burdensome stone for all nations, and Israel would be a controversy, and God would bring all nations would be against Jerusalem, against Israel. Now, why is that? Because that is contrary to the plan. Of course, I'm looking for Jesus to come back.
Yeah.
But not one world government is looking for Jesus to come back. And as you brought out yesterday, Brzezinski and the one world plan said that traditional values would have to be done away with. And what are traditional values? Christian worship, the family, the Ten Commandments, law, order. So that has to be replaced. And moral standards. I have here an item that they produced a film that's going to be playing all everywhere. It's playing in Europe now. It says this film is against Israel, and it's encouraged everyone to oppose Christian Zionism. In other words, we're a bunch of kooks. This is a film that's going to be playing soon all over the world.
Yes, and it's an attack on the biggest defenders of Israel in the world, especially, are American Christians who believe in Bible prophecy, and because they believe in Bible prophecy, they support Israel. So in order to destroy Israel, they have to destroy Israel's allies, which are Christians who believe in prophecy, and Israel, because the elite people in this invisible government that is putting together a world government, they don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in the personal living God of the universe. They believe in a New Age God, or they're atheists. But they're in for a very rude surprise, I think, very quickly, because when the Council on Foreign Relations, which is really directing our foreign policy, and by the way, George Soros came out with a kind of marching orders for Obama, where he said, continue on making America socialist. And Soros said, finish up the job of dividing up Israel and creating a Palestinian state and basically, you know, destroy Jerusalem. So we have our State Department, which obviously doesn't read the scripture because they're too intelligent in their own mind to read God's word. And our State Department and the international community and the United Nations and the international bankers are pressuring big time the President of the United States to divide up Jerusalem. They want him to do it real soon. If America participates in this forced dividing of Israel, which is God's land, and God gave it to the Jewish people through the Abrahamic covenant, as an everlasting covenant, he gave it to the physical descendants of Abraham. If America participates in dividing it up, it will find itself being cursed by God because it's violating the Abrahamic covenant. And as you know, the Abrahamic covenant says, those that bless thee, speaking of Israel, I will bless, and those that curse thee, speaking of Israel, I will curse. So when America divides God's land, America will find itself under a curse. And I fear the judgment of God supernaturally on America. For example, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. It's a hypothetical speculation. But let us say, just in terms of speculation, we divide up Israel and God supernaturally judges our land with earthquakes or economic collapse, or what if he divided America up through some kind of massive earthquake, split America into sections?
Well, you know, the Russians were predicting that the United States would split up into seven or eight nations.
And that could be America being divided up along political lines could be the result of God's judgment for us dividing up the land of Israel.
Yeah, we pass laws here in Oklahoma and the government overturns them.
Right. The problem is that a lot of Christians and Americans are in the dark. They don't know what's going on. They're not being taught the truth. And this evil government, which Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 9, is starting to emerge. The government of the Antichrist is beginning to form, the world government, the coming one world religion is forming, and prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes. And soon, they're going to distribute and make it mandatory to have a microchip. Now, I hope the Lord comes tomorrow, and I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, but there's no place in the Bible that says that we won't go through tribulation before the rapture of the church.
Paul McGuire and Noah Hutchings will be back shortly to complete this final program in the series based upon two books Brother Paul has written, and we want to let you know how to get them. The titles are The Day the Dollar Died and Are You Ready for the Microchip? You can get either or both by calling 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. I'll tell you more about the contribution amounts and more about the books at the close of the program. Here again are Noah Hutchings and Paul McGuire.
You mentioned about Brzezinski predicting in his World War plan that traditional values, meaning traditional moral values. I mentioned a thing on the broadcast yesterday, the latest Time magazine said that 40% of Americans now believe that marriage is not necessary anymore as an institution. And, of course, it's about that way already because half the children are being born out of wedlock already. And here's another one. beds to hospitals go gay or go broke. Now, the hospitals have regulated the visitation of homosexuals in the hospitals. Now, it's obvious why they do that. But now then, the federal government says if you do that anymore, you won't get any Medicare money. That's destroying traditional values. Now, here's another one. Next on San Francisco's hit list, this is from the Bay Area, they're trying to get a law passed that anyone who circumcised their male babies or boys be fined $1,000 and a year in jail.
For circumcising your male child?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's, again, traditional values. So that's where we're at.
I want to clarify what I said a moment ago. I want to make it clear. I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, and when I was talking about the church going through tribulation, I wasn't talking about the Great Tribulation. I believe the church will be raptured before the Great Tribulation, but we may experience suffering before the return of Jesus Christ. They're using technology and brainwashing, advanced brainwashing techniques to control the masses. A lot of people don't understand that. They know that computer technology has exponentially grown in the last 30 years. They know that biotechnology has grown in the last 30 years. But what most people don't know is that the technology of mind control, which was started by the Operation Paperclip when we imported Nazi mind control scientists after World War II, the science of mind control has grown in the last 30 years. And so a lot of people don't understand that the sophistication of propaganda is being perfected. For example, and you talked about this a minute ago, brainwashing through the media. I can think of a bunch of movies like Independence Day, 2012, Deep Impact, Armageddon, and I could go on and on, science fiction movies, which all have the same message. The world needs to stop being separate nations. We need to unite in a world government in order to solve the problems. Well, what that is brainwashing people into not wanting to be Americans, but to be citizens of the world. When I was interviewing Jimmy Carter on my show, he continually claimed that he was, quote, a citizen of the world. And that's what they're teaching the kids in our schools, is that you're a citizen of the world. They don't want them to be Americans.
Yes, that's tremendously right. Because Paul said that God divided the nation, set the bounds or boundaries of their habitation. But now then we're told, no, that's not the right thing to do. We got to get rid of the sovereignty, of independent sovereignty of all nations, and bring all nations together in order to save the continent and all the environmental problems. We're all going to die of CO2 and all that. Well, CO2 is inert gas, and 97% of it comes out of the ocean. Without CO2, there wouldn't be any plant life. And CO2 is perfectly harmless to humans or animals. There's nothing there.
Right.
And yet they try to scare us to death that we're all going to die of CO2 poisoning. And that's the propaganda they have to fulfill what they want to do, get control of everything. And the global warming scam, they're still using it, and they're still being taught in school.
Global warming has scientifically been proven as being untrue. In fact, the Earth is getting colder, but they're using global warming as a means of building their one-world government because it forces the redistribution of wealth, it forces increased government, and the real purpose of the environmental movement has nothing to do with making the water pure or the sky blue. It's to bring in a one-world government.
Brother Paul, I appreciate your books that you've written. These two books, Brother Jerry is going to tell our listeners how they can get them in just a few minutes. But is there any hope? Is there any hope of an awakening?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Noah. And ever since the economic crisis, I have begun seeking the Lord like I've never sought him before. The Bible says as long as they sought the Lord, they continued to prosper. And I've been seeking the Lord, and I asked the Lord, Lord, help me understand what's going on. Give me insight into what's going on. Explain to me what's happening so that I can prepare my family and that I can prepare God's people. And then I said to the Lord began to show me what's going on, and I began to write about it in the books, and it's when people really understand what's going on, it's a shock to the system. But then I said, Lord, you know, is there hope? What can I share with God's people that would give them hope worldwide? And the Lord recently has impressed me with a message, let's just call it a message, called America Three Futures. And what he impressed in my heart is that the fate of America has not yet been determined. Bible prophecy is going to fulfill itself 100%. Nothing we can do is going to undo Bible prophecy. But in America, or any other nation of the world, God honors repentance and righteousness and prayer. And the Lord basically summarized one possible future for America in which if the American church continues to play church, what will happen in America will be worse than what happened in Nazi Germany. I felt that very strongly. But then I also felt very strongly that this was not the will of the Lord. And then there was a second possibility for America in which there was repentance, the church began teaching the Word of God again, and there was a beginning, an effort at getting right with God, getting rid of the false prophets, worshiping the true God of the Bible, supporting Israel. God impressed on my heart that there would be temporarily a restraining of evil. We would move into kind of a world socialist state, but God's mercy would restrain it. We'd still be able to preach the gospel. Life would be livable. But I felt very impressed that that was not the will of the Lord either. And I believe the Lord wants the third choice for America's future. And I don't believe it contradicts with Bible prophecy. And that is that God's people really begin to seek Him, get back to teaching the Bible, get back to not teaching man-made doctrines, repent before the Lord for our sins, and really cry out to God and begin evangelizing again. And I believe God wants to give us a revival. I'm not talking about a counterfeit revival. I'm talking about a biblical revival and a great awakening.
Thank you, Paul. Here now is Brother Jerry to tell our listeners how they can get your books, The Day the Dollar Dies, and Are You Ready for the Microchip?
Thanks, Brother Hutchings. To get the books, phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or go to the website at swrc.com. The 164-page book, Are You Ready for the Microchip?, is offered in appreciation of a $20 contribution in the United States, $22 for Canadian listeners. It's also the gift amount for The Day the Dollar Died, $20 in the U.S., $22 in Canada. Better yet, get both books at the same time in appreciation of a $35 contribution in the United States, $40 in Canada. Stay tuned for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. Be here Monday. It's on your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for a Bible in the News report, a recent story with a biblical viewpoint. It's a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. It's no secret that Muslims who follow the Quran hate Jews and Christians. A recent report indicates Egypt's Muslims consider believers in the Lord Jesus Christ to be second-class citizens. That report indicates that violence against Christians is not a surprise in the United States ally nation. We're quoting from WorldNet Daily, their website, WND.com, December 16, 2010. Quote, attacks by Muslims in one of America's Middle East allies, Egypt, on Christians are intensifying, and experts on the centuries-old conflict over Islam's claim to preeminence say the violence isn't a surprise. Among the most recent attacks, which have included shootings, abductions, and church burnings, were the assaults against Coptic Christians trying to use St. Michael's Church in Talbaya for prayer, where officials staged an all-night operation to convert a house across the street from the Christian church into a mosque to oppose Christianity. International Christian Union's Joseph Hakim says the attacks aren't new, as the Copts have been under Islamic attack for years. Over the last 10 years, there have been multiple Christian massacres in Egypt. There have been gangsters who have gone to Christian neighborhoods for the last 10 years now. It's been happening periodically, Hakim stated. Islam Watcher intelligence analyst and writer Christopher Logan agrees, saying the persecution has deep roots. The Coptic Christians of Egypt have been persecuted under Islamic rule for centuries. Muslims invaded and took over what used to be Christian land back in the 7th century, Logan observed. Islamic rule was then imposed on Egypt, and the Copts were forced to pay the jizya, which left them living as second-class citizens. Jizya was enforced as per Quran verse 929, Logan continued. That Islamic reference reads, "Fight those who believe not in Allah, nor the last day, nor hold that forbidden which hath been forbidden by Allah and His Messenger, nor acknowledge the religion of truth, even if they are of the people of the book, until they pay the jizya with willing submission and feel themselves subdued." Close quotes. Well, this has been going on through the ages, but it is not what will be at some point in the future. The Word of God found in the Scriptures predicts a dire judgment for the land of Egypt. The prophet Ezekiel wrote about it. We read, "And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am the Lord, because he has said, the river is mine, and I have made it." That's from Ezekiel 29, verse 9. This desolation, which in other verses in this chapter it would appear, is not something that happened to Egypt in the past. Therefore, we believe it will come to pass at some time in the future. That's today's Bible in the News report from Southwest Radio. To get a complimentary copy of the monthly publication, call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. The website address is swrc.com. Join us for the next Your Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report.